Pat Kerrigan here, along with Sue McGuire, the canine consultant at Sonoma Humane Society. And good to have you here, Sue.
Good morning.
And Marilyn is on the phone from Sebastopol. Marilyn, it sounds like you have a problem a lot of dog owners have, and that is separation anxiety. Tell us about it.
Well, I got my dog about 4 days before Christmas, and I went to church Christmas Eve, and I came back, and he had chewed the welcome mat by the front door and scratched the front door and molding. And ever since then, I put him in this fairly good-sized crate with meal blankets and whatnot, and when I come home, he has kind of shredded the stuff. So now it looks like a bunch of pile of Swiss cheese. And I put a piece of newspaper, which he usually shreds and sometimes he pees on. But in some cases, I'm gone for 6 hours. Anyway, I would love to just let him hang out in the house, which he does when I just go out in the yard for an hour or so. And that's not a problem. He's about 5 or 6 years old. I got him as a rescue. And I'd like to know what to do about it, I suppose. I could try leaving him out in the house for a longer period.
Well, let's put it in the hands of the expert, Marilyn. Sue McGuire's got an answer for that.
So you've tried. So my first question is that I do want to talk about separation anxiety itself. That is a label. It is not. It's not actually describing the behavior. We have to be very cautious, especially in my line of work, because we cannot ask a dog, they can't get on our little pink and blue couch and say, excuse me, are you anxious right now? Or are you happy right now? Or because those are human constructs. So we have to be very, very cautious about labeling something as an anxiety behavior because it falls into the psychiatric disorder area. All we have to do with dogs, and again, what I love to do is just kind of pull back and not label, but just look at what the dog is doing. When I leave the house, my dog does what? And I'd like for you to fill in that line. When I leave the house, my dog does what?
You mean after as I'm leaving?
Yeah, as you leave. Does he prevent you from leaving?
No. Lots of times if I'm going outside, I'll put on my shoes or I'll put on my gardening clothes or whatever, and sometimes he'll sit there and watch. Sometimes he's just laying on the couch. Sometimes he gets excited because he thinks he's going to go for a walk.
So when you leave the house for one of your longer outings, what does your dog do?
Sounds like he tears things up.
Well, he did that one time. Otherwise, I pick him up and put him in the crate.
And every time you come back, is there destruction in the crate?
Pretty much. It kind of messes up the pile. I put a piece of carpeting on the bottom, which might be a little bit more cushion, and he started to pull that apart.
So have any of your neighbors mentioned vocalizations? Does he cry?
No, he doesn't bark at all.
Okay. So he does not have separation anxiety.
Okay.
He just has separation. He does not like being separated from you. And he shows it by the following behaviors. And I also question whether or not it's actually separation because he's just chewing things that are available. So a lot of people will label a dog of having separation anxiety when they come back and the dog has just chewed. Chances are, remember what I said when I started the show? What is a human seeing inside the house?
Yes.
And what does a dog see? Chew toy, chew toy, chew toy, chew toy.
Chew toys.
So what you can do is an experiment is on the days that you think you might be gone is to go out and take him for a fairly substantial walk. You know, let him sniff everything. It doesn't have to be a 2-hour walk. Matter of fact, if you take a 20-minute walk and let him sniff everything under the sun, then come back. And then feed him in a Kong or give him chewies, never before seen stuff. Maybe not even put him in the crate. Maybe kind of close off an area of the house that's fairly non-destructible. I'm thinking kitchens or things like that. Uh-huh. Of course, you know, you're talking to somebody whose one Labrador did chew the side of a cabinet and I had to call the carpenter. But, you know, learning, always learning. And I just might experiment. And it's really hard when you get a dog, and they don't have any idea you're going to be gone in 4 hours or 6 hours. So if you really wanted to help him address this issue, I might try to not be gone as long and build up slowly to those longer outings that you might want to do. Again, make sure he is physically and mentally tired and seeing novel chew items in a secure area. You're managing his ability to do destructive things fairly well, but you might kind of up the game a little bit and give him something to do and have him physically and mentally tired and then not be gone for so long of a period of time. My husband and daughters are going to Italy in the first couple of weeks of April, and the maximum length of time I can be gone from the house is 4 hours. That's it. So I have to
change.
And
that's with adult dogs, too.
Those with adult dogs. So I'm very aware that dogs have needs, and it's really hard for them to be gone for long periods of time without knowing what the heck's up.
Understandable. Marilyn, hope that helps you, and thanks for calling into the radio station. It's 9:56. We'll be right back.
Our community loses too many to preventable heart disease. It's time to change. Together, we can work toward a better future and end preventable heart disease. Talk to your family. Talk to your friends. Find out what you can do at checkyourbp.org. We can all take back our health, and we can start today, together. Fight heart disease. Check your blood pressure. Learn more at checkyourbp.org. This message is brought to you by United Way of the Wine Country and the Center for Well-Being. 1 in 5 women will die of heart disease, many without warning signs. It's time we change this. Together, we can work toward a better future and end preventable heart disease. Talk to your family. Talk to your friends. Find out what you can do at checkyourbp.org. We can all take back our health, and we can start today. Fight heart disease. Check your blood pressure. Learn more at checkyourbp.org. This message is brought to you by United Way of the Wine Country and the Center for Well-Being.
This is FM News Talk Radio at 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO Santa Rosa.
9:57 at KSRO. Sue McGuire is here, the canine consultant at Sonoma Humane Society. And how is it going at the Humane Society itself?
We are, you know, the fires, of course, we took quite a hit. But, you know,
yes.
I have been really amazed at the community. I've been blown away at the generosity of the community, coming forward, doing donations, getting people supplies during the post-fire hours. And then still today, the community can. I mean, I swear to goodness, if I put something on the Amazon wish list that I want big, you know, 4 or 5 big old purple jolly balls for the play yards, they show up like the next 2 or 3 days. I'm continually amazed. So that is a great way for the community to continue to give back. It's good. Look at the Amazon wish list from the Humane Society, and we always need that stuff.
And by the way, as far as education goes, you don't need to enroll in a JC program or spend a Saturday or whatever. Just take yourself to the Humane Society, because not only will it be good for your dog, it'll be good for you too. Because the most learning that I find is done is by me, and then by extension, the pup as a result. So
exactly.
Yeah, it's a great way. If you've got a new pup or you've got an old dog that you need to teach a few new tricks to, it's a great opportunity. And it also is a great way to support the community and support our four-leggers, too.
I encourage everybody to attend classes, come in for information. I was just telling Pat off-air quickly that a lot of people get a dog and they don't have a lot of skills. They don't know what to expect. And so we're here to support the relationship, support the bond, get things going, and have some fun.
And, man, it makes life a lot easier, for us and for the pups. Mm-hmm. So it's all very good. Sue, thanks for being here today.
My pleasure.
We'll invite you back, because this is a conversation that's going nowhere fast. You know what I mean? So we'll have Sue McGuire back with us periodically to talk about pet behavior and how to train yourself to be a better mom or a better dad. We spend $70 billion on our pets in this country every year. So why not spend a little time and maybe foster a little patience among ourselves to help that process along?